exceptions, and change management. What happens when the customer notes a problem when they receive their shipment? This is referred to as an exception, which can be described as any problem or issue during any portion of the delivery process that the customer or driver makes notes of on the delivery receipt before signing it. Exceptions can occur at and between each milestone in the delivery process. For instance, exceptions might be due to the shipper's damage to the order, problems with a carrier, or a shortage of items in the order. There are several other uses of the term exception that may be pertinent to shipments of customer orders. Carriers aren't liable for certain items, including documents, coin money, or articles of extraordinary value, unless each item is specifically rated in published classifications or tariffs. However, exceptions can be made if there's a written agreement and the stipulated value is on the bill of lading. Then articles such as precious stones, jewels, and currency will be covered. Some tariffs have restrictions on items valued in excess of a particular amount. There are also bill of lading exceptions. The terms and conditions of most bills of lading hold transportation providers liable while the goods are in their custody for loss, damage, or delays, except when they are caused by acts of God, public enemies, criminals, or terrorists, the authority of law, or the act or default of the shipper. Even if shippers are liable, maximum damages may differ by country. Except in the case of negligence, the transportation provider is not liable for loss, damage, or delays due to strikes or riots, lack of usable highways, ferries, or bridges, the property being detained en route at the request of the owner, shipper, or other party entitled to make such a request, a defect in the property. When there is a problem in the form of damage, there might be a freight claim. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a freight claim is a formal legal claim filed by the transportation buyer that the carrier failed to protect the freight properly, seeking monetary compensation for damaged freight, delayed or incorrect deliveries, overcharges, or other service failures. The amount of damages can be up to the value of the goods had they been safely delivered on time. Freight claims are official documents that notify a carrier of defective or inaccurate deliveries, delays, or other issues. Normally, visible damage would need to be noted, recorded on the receipt or photograph, before receiving signs for the shipment. Claims often must be made within 9 months from the delivery date, but this period may vary by country. Terms for handling claims are usually stated in the freight bill. It's critical that the logistics professional be aware of which party is legally the owner of a shipment. Logistics must deal effectively with exceptions and be adept at managing change, particularly any unusual customer requests. To be approved, such requests need to pass a test related to profitability and available capacity. Examples of customer-requested changes include one-time customization of a product, modification of a product while it's in the logistics system, additional logistics services to support a product promotion campaign, assistance with a product recall requiring additional repacking or transportation services, changes to normal delivery locations. The team must manage expectations around these types of changes and encourage their customers to give them as much advance notice as possible so that the planning and deployment of resources can be coordinated in a cost-effective manner.